Hey everyone, you are listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph, I am your host, and I welcome you to episode 18. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I want to first apologize for getting this episode out so late. I just mentally wasn't prepared to put out an episode this week, and it took me a couple of days and a surprise ask from a fellow podcaster to join them on an episode of their podcast. And you know what? That put me in a great mood. It made me happy. It got all of those great happy feelings going. So we just wrapped up recording about 2 hours ago, and so I thought, you know what, I'm gonna sit here and record my episode and hopefully bring some joy to other people as well. So here I am, back from Oogie Boogie Bash and our adventure at Disneyland from last week. So we went to Disneyland Resort on September 10th and stayed until the 11th. And I'll get into all of that in just a minute, but I want to go ahead and go over the poll question and answers with you guys, because I did get some responses and it makes me so excited when you guys respond to the polls and questions. So here we go, from episode 17, where I talked about my recap of my last trip from before Oogie Boogie. I asked, have you ever been backstage at Disneyland? Tell me what you saw. And so I got an answer from Michaela, and she said, I don't think so, with a crying emoji. And then in parentheses, she says, side note, never be embarrassed to take photos. Take as many as you want. Photos are gold. They hold on to the best memories. And then the hands making the heart emoji. Thank you so much, Michaela, for saying that to me. I appreciate your support. In the last episode, I kept mentioning how I get embarrassed taking photos of, like, my food or me, or, you know, just when I'm in the parks. And so that was the reason for her response. So thank you so much, Michaela. I also had the poll question, which Haunted Mansion do you prefer? And I said original or Nightmare Before Christmas. And everybody who voted said Nightmare Before Christmas. I love both. I mentioned before that I do love both versions. I'm so glad that we get two different versions of the Haunted Mansion. It's just awesome to be able to go on the same ride but have two different versions of the ride. So I really enjoy that. Let me think. I think that is it as far as questions and polls. I did do a fun one with Instagram, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, where I posted two of my favorite scenes in Pirates of the Caribbean. And then I asked everybody what their favorite scenes in Pirates of the Caribbean was. And I got a couple of responses, which was really fun. So I posted that I have two favorite scenes in Pirates of the Caribbean. The first one is from when you are going under a certain bridge that has a pirate sitting on the bridge with his foot hanging out. And you probably call him Dirty Foot or something. I just call him, you know, Dirty Foot Pirate. And I distinctly remember, you know, memories of being on that ride and always looking up at that pirate, honestly wondering if he was going to fall down, but also intrigued by how dirty his feet were. So that's one of my favorite scenes, and that's just because it brings back those memories. But my other favorite scene is the end scene before you're getting off the ride, and that's of the jail with the dog holding the keys and the little prisoners are trying to coerce him by whistling. I like that so much, too, because they included it in the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie as their little Easter egg and nod to the ride. And I love, love, love that. So those were my favorite two scenes. And I did get a response from, let me see, let me look up their name really quick, from Shannon Holland. On Instagram, she said, I'm a wound care RN and I always check his foot for wounds, and I loved that so much. And then she also chose number 3 on my Instagram poll, which happened to be the big ship, pirate ship scene, the really large room that you go into where Barbossa is, you know, saying all of his lines and all of the cannons are going off. That was their favorite. So the choices were in the beginning of the ride when the lightning is striking and you have the pirate behind the wheel of a ship. And then the second choice is the captain's quarters, where the supposed real skull is in that scene of Pirates of the Caribbean. And then the ship scene, and then I said bridge pirate, and then I said jail a dog. So I did get that. And so thank you, Shannon. Thank you for answering that. I really appreciate it. So that was just something fun I did on Instagram. So make sure you are following me on Instagram so that way you could interact with those fun little things that I put up every once in a while. It's not something I do every day, you know, because I do have a full-time job and everything, but it's something that I do, you know, every once in a while when I have a moment to myself and I really want to get into my Disney headspace. So let's get into the episode, guys. I went to Oogie Boogie. Yes, I did. I took my husband, Alex Sr., and my middle son, Alex Jr. So it was me and my two Alexes. And I was having a group text with a few Disney friends, and they were all going to be in the parks that day too. So we weren't planning to do a park day on our Oogie Boogie night, which was Sunday, September 10th. Honestly, in my head, I didn't think it would be a great idea to do a park day on top of a party night. You know, it's just a lot on your body. It's a lot of walking. And we still wanted to go to the parks the next day as well. And it just ended up that my husband took the day off. And then we were invited by some friends to go to the parks with them. And of course, with the blessing and with magic of one of my friends, they were able to get my husband into Disney California Adventure on their pass, and me and Alex Jr. made reservations with our Magic Key passes. So we were all able to go into California Adventure the day of our party. So we got up early and we left a little bit after 6, but made really good time to the resort. Since it was a Sunday, there wasn't a lot of traffic. So we ended up getting to the parking structure around 9. And we were going to meet my friend around 9:30 in the Esplanade. So we were making pretty good time. Unfortunately, we got the worst parking spot that you could get when you're in the parking structure. And that's all the way at the end. So you're at the end of the line. And I don't know why, but lately we've been getting the goofy level lately. So every time I go now, I'm always on the goofy level. And this was like the end of, we were the last car. We were the last car they let in. So we took the tram and we headed to the Esplanade and we met my friend and he got my husband in and me and Alex got in on our reservations. And the first thing we did, I had on the tram ride mobile ordered breakfast just in case. It was a backup plan because what I really wanted to do, because this was a Sunday, do you know what that means? That means there's brunch at Lamplight Lounge. So Lamplight Lounge only does brunch on the weekends. So it's Sunday. I'm doing brunch, you guys. So I wanted to get brunch. So just as a backup plan, I did mobile order some things just in case we weren't able to get in There was no reservations available on the app. When I walked into the park, I was trying to get on the walk-up list, and it said, sorry, there are no walk-ups available right now. But that's not going to stop me. I'm determined. Okay, you guys, we are having brunch at Lab Light Lounge. And at this point, I am also messaging with Erin from Rope Drop and Park Hop, and I'm telling her my plans because I'm letting her know I'm at the park. We both knew that we were going to be at the same Oogie Boogie Bash, and we kind of, you know, thought if it happens, we're going to, you know, meet, and if it doesn't, you know, it's fine because we're both with our families, right? So I'm not one to interrupt people when they're with their families and stuff, so I totally wanted to respect her and her time because she was there on a trip with her daughter and her daughter's friend for her daughter's birthday. So be sure to listen to Rope Drop and Park Hop to hear her experience at the parks because she did a trip report as well. And there's a very interesting part that she talks about with, even though it being her daughter's birthday, her daughter earned money over the summer. And you'll get to find out by listening to that episode what she decided to do with that money that she earned herself. So that's pretty cool. So be sure to listen to Rope Drop and Park Hop on any podcast platform that you listen to. And she told me, you know what, it's dead. You could probably get a reservation. Well, I didn't know it was dead because I just got there. So I was just like, okay, cool. Either way, I'm trying, right? So I walk up and I say, you know, can I have a table for four? Do you have any available for brunch? And they're like, yeah, we have plenty. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. Made my morning, you guys. So lesson to be learned here. No reservations on the app. That's okay. Nothing available on the wait list. That's okay. You walk up to those cast members and you ask them because there's nothing wrong with asking, because the worst that they're going to tell you is, no, sorry, there's nothing available right now. Okay, cool. You know, you plan something else like we did. We had a plan B. Well, because they were able to put us on the list, I started canceling my mobile order. Sorry, Disney. Sorry for that. But I was having brunch at Lamplight Lounge, so I was so happy about that. And so it said that it was going to take like 20 minutes. So we're like, okay, let's go hit Little Mermaid, you know, because that's only 5 minutes. I kid you not, you guys, we walked over to Little Mermaid. We get to the front door, and it was walk-on. Okay, Little Mermaid was walk-on. This is still like, you know, 9:40 in the morning, okay? And I'm getting a text message that my table is ready, and I have 10 minutes to get there. I was like, crap. Well, I don't think this ride takes 10 minutes, so I should be fine, right? So the ride does not take 10 minutes, just in case you were wondering. Even with the, you know, random stops, because sometimes they stop the ride to let, you know, people with accessibility onto the ride. And even with those kind of like slowdowns that happen every once in a while, we were still off the ride. We were 2 minutes late. 2 minutes late. But they were able to get me back on the list, and within 5 minutes, we were sitting at our table about to enjoy brunch. Now, the funny part. This is the funny part. So I'm sitting there, and when I was texting or messaging with Erin, she was like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll try and get a reservation too. I was like, cool. I said, I was able to get one. She's like, yeah, me too. Cool. And so, you know, I don't think anything of it. And then I get to my table. And I sit down and I'm noticing, you know, somebody who kind of looks like Erin. You know, we with social media and everything, you're able to see what people look like. And so I've been able to see her through social media, and I could swear that I saw her. And then she messaged me, and she said, oh, I'm at this table. I was like, I think I'm right behind you. And so she turns around and I turn around and we're like, hey. So I got to meet Erin from Rope Drop and Park Hop. And like I said, you need to listen to that podcast because Erin and Katie are an amazing duo, and you need to listen to them because they're amazing. And they're one of the influences of why I want to be a podcaster and why I do it now. So we met Erin. I introduced Erin to my son, Alex Jr. as well. Because they also do, during the summers, they have something called Rope Drop Kids, where they bring their kids on to the podcast and their kids get to talk about their Disneyland, Disney World favorites and adventures and stuff like that. And Alex Jr. listens to that with me. So I wanted him to be able to meet Aaron's daughter. And so we spoke for a little while and had a very nice conversation. And then I was like, well, I'm going to let you enjoy your brunch. So I'm going to go sit down. But it was so great to meet you. And still, Aaron, it is so great to meet you, to meet the person. If you guys are wondering, she is exactly the same person she is that you hear on the podcast. If you listen to that podcast, she is an amazing person and I really appreciated her time. And I thank you, Aaron, for taking that time and meeting with me. So I went and sat down and we ordered. Do you want to guess what I ordered? Or do you know me well enough already? If you don't know me well enough, my favorite dish, I mean, even, you know, here where I live for breakfast is chilaquiles. And Lamplight Lounge makes them deliciously. So if you never had the chilaquiles at Lamplight Lounge, go do it. Go on a weekend and make a brunch reservation and you try those chilaquiles because they're so, so good. So I got that and I got a grapefruit mimosa. And everybody else at the table ordered and we had a very nice brunch. And after that, we were so full, especially my husband, because not only did he eat his meal, but he was picking at mine too. And that's just because mine's really good. So so he was super full. And so we had to do a little bit of walking around so that he could, you know, get out of that food coma. So after that, we walked over to Goofy Sky School. Yeah, because Alex Jr. wanted to go on Goofy Sky School. And I was like, are you sure? You just ate. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go do Single Rider. And I was like, okay. So we walk over there and he does Single Rider. And so I took that opportunity to go to the Plaza de Familia and just take pictures of all the, you know, beauty and everything that the Imagineers put together back there celebrating Dia de los Muertos and the celebration of Coco and stuff. So I did that, and then I also did the Recuerdo or Remember. So at DCA they have these chains and these beautiful little cards that you could put family members who have passed on remembrances. So I went ahead and did one for my sister-in-law Cheryl, who we lost a couple years ago to cancer, and I miss her dearly. And this is the second year that I have put her up on that memory chain. So I added her name and added, you know, that she is loved and missed every day. So I went ahead and did that. And then I just kind of like looked around and one of the mariachi bands was playing as well. So it was very lively back there. And we just waited for Alex Jr. to get off. And then so we decided we were going to walk towards Paradise Pier as soon as he got off the ride. And he decided he wanted to go on Silly Symphony Swings. And you know what? There's a short line. He was actually going to be next. So go do it, buddy. And so he went and rode the Silly Symphony Swings while us adults just hung out and waited for him. After that, we walked Paradise Pier from behind, where, you know, you take it up through Silly Symphony and then you go to the Emotional Whirlwind. And then we decided, what did we end up doing? I think we just kept walking. I'm gonna check my pictures. Let's see. What did we do? Oh, I took pictures of Joy and Sadness. They were on the stage over there, you guys. I don't think I've seen them over there. I think I've seen Joy. I don't remember if I've ever seen Sadness over there. I probably have. They're not too rare of characters, but they were back there and I got some great pictures of them without any people in front of them. And so yeah, that was awesome. After that, we went and got Num Num cookies over by the Incredicoaster, Jack Jack's Num Num Cookies, or I think it's Num 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 Num, or Jack's Cookie Num Nums. I forget the actual name. Well, they had a seasonal cookie. They had a shortbread cookie there. So, but Alex Jr. wanted the original. So we got the original. And did you know that they come warm? His was all nice and melty and warm. I was super shocked, you guys, because he ate the whole thing. I can't even eat a whole thing. But Alex Jr. sat there, or actually walked with it, and ate the whole, this cookie. There was chocolate all over his face, okay? Because he just ate the whole thing. But the new seasonal cookie, the shortbread cookie, I wasn't a fan of it. It wasn't that great. So it was cute, but it wasn't that great. So we decided to walk to Cars after that. And we all got into the single rider line for Cars and all had a blast. We were all separated, unfortunately. None of us got the same car or even the same group. So that's fine. We all got to single ride with strangers. That's always fun too. I got to sit next to a dad and his young son. After that, we kind of wandered over towards Monsters Incorporated, and we decided we were going to get the buddy pass. So if you weren't aware, you could actually get a buddy pass for Monsters Incorporated for 1 to 2 people. We were able to get it for 3 because, you know, magic and blessings happen when I'm with my friends sometimes. So we were able to all sit together or sit in the same car at least. We got 2 buddy passes. They still gave us 2 buddy passes, 1 for my friend and 1 for me and Alex Jr. Alex Sr. opted not to get on the ride. So we all got in the same car. So that was nice. And so the buddy passes, when you use them, there's actually even a line for the buddy passes. I've never been in a line for the buddy pass before, so this was very interesting. It's at the exit of the Monsters, Inc. ride, and you just kind of stand there. So if you see a line there and some cast members, then that's probably where you need to be if you got a buddy pass. So we waited in line for a little bit outside, and then they shuttle you inside, and you wait in line on the inside because there's only so much room in that exit area, and they load you in a car after that. So that was pretty neat. So we got to ride Monsters, Inc. And after that, we just kind of walked around, and then a couple of other friends were starting to come to the park, and so I got to meet a new person. He was on the group chat with me, but I had never met him in person. And so it was really great to meet him in person and his family. And after that, you know, we kind of decided it's about 1 o'clock at this point. So let's go check into the hotel, take a little break before we come back during mix-in. Now, because we were leaving the park and coming back, we decided 3 o'clock was probably not going to be ideal for us to do mix-in. And so I was just kind of playing it by ear with my husband to see how he was feeling, because he's not a park goer like, you know, like the rest of us. He doesn't always go on these trips with us. And when he does get a lot tired more than we do, which is fair. You know, he's not there all the time with us. And so I wanted to give him as much time and rest as possible. So we went to our hotel. This time we stayed at the Hilton Garden Anaheim. It's on Manchester, and it's right behind the courtyard. So we stayed over there. There's no like little cut through to get to Harbor from the garden or the Hilton Garden. So you have to go around. But luckily, it's connected to another hotel that's on the corner. And, you know, it doesn't make, I don't feel like it makes your walk any further. I mean, it wouldn't be any further than if you were walking from the Hojo, I kind of feel, because if you're in one of the back buildings in the Hojo, then that's basically the same kind of walk that you get. Oh, sorry, guys. The Hojo is the Howard Johnson Inn, so it's on the corner. A lot of people call it Hojo, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. So Howard Johnson, the Howard Johnson right there, that's on the corner. So our walk wasn't that bad. Even my husband said it wasn't that bad, because usually when I'm with him, he likes to stay at the Anaheim. But, you know, hotel prices are going up. A lot of prices are going up lately, guys. I don't know if you've noticed. At least here in California, things are starting to go up in price. So I ended up choosing that hotel based on price, and I'm very happy that I did. It was very nice. So we drove to the Hilton Garden, and what I didn't know is that they only do valet. So it was kind of a line by the time we got there, like at 1:30. There was two cars ahead of us, so we had to wait for them. And then, so I get up to the valet and I let them know that I'm checking in today. And she's like, well, check-in isn't until 3. I said, okay, that's fine. But, you know, I want to park my car at least, if that's okay. And she said, yeah, that's fine. And it is valet only. And this is how much it cost. I want to say she said $30, I think. And so she took my car information and then was able to set me up. And then I took it over to the valet. And so we walked inside. They greeted us very nicely. And I said, you know what? I know you guys don't check in until 3, but just in case, you know, is there any way I can check in now? Or if anything, you know, can we just kind of hang out for a little while? Because we're going to Oogie Boogie tonight and we just wanted to take a little break before we go. And she was like, oh yeah, no problem. She didn't see any rooms at first, and then she ended up finding a room for us. So she put us in that room so that way we could check in and go to our room, which I absolutely appreciate. And her name was Harley. I remember her name was Harley because my husband was like, that's my sign that I get a motorcycle. So I remember this wonderful person's name. Her name is Harley. She was at the front desk and she was very sweet and she helped us and was able to get us a room. So thank you very much, Harley, for getting us in. So we got our keys and we went up to the 3rd floor and we went to our room. And we were able to relax. I even took a little nap, a very short nap, because we wanted to go to the bar and relax and stuff. So Alex Jr. had a Coke and I had a glass of wine, and my husband had an Old Fashioned. That's one of his favorite drinks. And so we just, you know, relaxed at the hotel, which is really nice. And I feel really bad too, because they have a pool. I mean, nothing fancy or anything, but they have a nice pool area and everything. And I didn't even bring our swimsuits. And so I felt bad, but I thought, you know, maybe since we were going to the park, we probably wouldn't do any swimming, but I probably could have. Maybe I should just pack a swimsuit every time just in case, right? That's a good contingency plan. So we relaxed for a little bit and my husband decided that, you know, 4:30 would be a great goal to try and get to the park too. So I was like, you know what, that works, because that's still Mixin. It's in the middle of Mixin and the party starts at 6. So, you know, we'll have a little bit of time before we go. Maybe we can get, you know, one of the new Halloween foods that we've been wanting to try too. So we left the hotel, you know, a little bit after 4 to allow for the walk, and we get to the park and security is actually pretty full at this point. I mean, not so full that you're past those fence lines and into like where the dogs are. Luckily, it was moving pretty good that it never got to that point where it bottlenecks, but they also do close a couple lanes from the morning time to allow people to exit, so there's less lanes. But we got through pretty quick. It wasn't that bad. And so this is also a great opportunity to see everybody in their costume. And we saw so many great costumes. It was so neat. We did not dress up. Alex Jr. swore he was going to dress up, but then forgot to pack his costume. He did want to wear his Mandalorian costume, but he forgot it. So he stayed in his regular clothes. And I was wearing my Flying House Threads t-shirt, the Haunted Mansion version. And I had these purple ears that I got from like 2000 and, oh, what was it? 2018? How old is Alex Jr.? 2017, I got these ears from a trip. And they matched my shirt perfectly. They were purple. They were super cute. So I wore those. And I don't remember what my husband was wearing. I don't think it was Disney related. And so we went in. We got through security and the line at California Adventure was perfect. So they have separate lines for just general entry and then for special events. So you look at the little signs at the top and it'll tell you special event. So you get into one of those lines if you have a party ticket, and then you scan in and then you can go inside. And once you go inside, they give you a bracelet, and then you can get a map, and then you get your treat bag. And then, just like I mentioned in a couple episodes back from last year, treat trails starting right away. Since it was still early, there was no treat trails out, but they do start, because when we left, we saw all of the treats lined up on Buena Vista. But I took pictures of us with our bracelets. I took pictures of our bracelets because I'm a silly person and I love to take pictures and have memories. We walked over towards Grizzly. And I know at one point I mobile ordered Cozy Cone because my husband wanted to try the chili cone. And I noticed that you could get the bacon mac and cheese cone without the bacon, because I'm not a huge bacon fan. And so I ended up getting that. And then I ordered Alex Jr. some chicken strips from Flo's so that we could eat before the party. So that's what we did. So me and Alex Sr. ate right before party time, and then we walked over to Adventures Campus, and we decided to wait around right there before the party started so that we could see Agatha first. And I do not regret this choice at all, you guys, because let me tell you, we got to see her come out, and she made such an amazing entrance with the fog and the doors opening, and oh my goodness. I've never seen the show back there with Doctor Strange, so this probably happens all the time for him. But because I've never seen it, I thought this entrance was just magnificent. It was so amazing to watch her come out in all her glory, and she was ready to chat everybody up. It was so good. And so I also got it all on video, and I will share it with you guys. It was so awesome. And so because this was the first treat trail and everybody's just entranced with her and, you know, wanting to interact with her, you have cast members saying, okay, it's time to walk. Keep walking, you guys. And so we walked along so that we could get our treats that you get after. So after we did that, we went ahead and went to Flo's so that way Alex Jr. could get his food. And so we sat and took a little break, even though it was party time. We took a little break so that he could eat. And then from there, we did a treat trail right behind the Cars ride. And then we kept walking and we got into another line. That line ended up going to a meet and greet with Yo-Kai in San Francisco. I had a feeling that's where it was going because of where it was at. So we got on that line, and these lines are moving, you know, not bad. There is a line later that moved a little bit slower. I mean, it kept moving, but you know, we were there for quite a while. But this line was moving pretty good. And so we ended up seeing Yo-Kai, and he speaks. Some people were wondering if he does speak, and he does. He does have a voice. And so I took some pictures and videos of him, and we got our treats, and then we kept walking. And then after that, we walked through Paradise Pier. We passed by the Incredicoaster. So the thing about the Incredicoaster is Alex Jr. is big enough to get on it. And I kept telling him, it's just like Big Thunder and it's just like Space Mountain. You could get on this ride. He's like, no, it goes upside down. I was like, that's the best part. During this whole trip, we could not convince him to get on the ride. It even broke down once and people got evacuated off the ride. Luckily, at the end of the ride, so it wasn't like a huge, you know, to-do or anything, but I don't think that helped the situation. It didn't help the situation. And then he was like, ha, see, it's closed. So I don't have to go. So yeah, so we passed by Incredicoaster, teased him for probably the last time of that night. And then we got into the longest line ever. And this line was for Sid from Toy Story. But the whole time you're in line, he is talking. He is talking throughout the entire time. And he is just, he's a bully, you guys. He's a bully and he is in character the entire time. I mean, if you want a villain in character, Sid is the guy. Sid is the guy. He had some great lines, some great phrases that he would say. And just the bully he was to people. It's funny. It's probably not nice. It's not nice. But if you know the character Sid, You know that's his personality. This was a really long line, you guys. A really long line. And it set back so many times. And it went back and forth and back and forth. Oh my goodness, you guys. This was the longest line ever. But was it worth it? I'm going to say 50-50. Because Sid is a worthwhile character to interact with. And my husband did interact with him. He kind of teased at him saying, oh, your toys are better than Andy's. And he's like, I know. And I make them myself. And I'm gonna get that video for you guys too. I'm gonna post it on Instagram. The one thing that I did notice though is that later on in the night, that line did get a lot shorter. So just a heads up, you know, sometimes you are able to see these characters with a shorter line. I think with this being the beginning of the party time and it being daylight and stuff, it just ended up being kind of a long line. And kind of a nuisance of where you are because this is Paradise Pier and there's not even a lot of places to walk in the first place. So yeah, we did get on some rides. We did go on the Ferris wheel. Alex Jr. did want to go on the swinging gondola. My husband was not a fan. I only get on the swinging gondola because of my son. I tease people that it's not that bad, but the last time I was on it, it kind of freaked me out. In fact, even being on the non-swinging gondola kind of freaked me out. And I don't know why. It never did before. And then all of a sudden, now it does. So we went on the Ferris wheel. And we actually even went around the whole thing once. It was amazing. So that was cool. After that, we took a little break. Because Alex Jr. wanted to go on the swings again. So we let him go on the swings. I went and got my husband a beer over at Paradise Gardens, and because they had Dos Equis, which is his beer. So I went and got a Dos Equis, and while I was there, hey, that cake is here. The vanilla cake. I wanted to try it, and it was so pretty too. And so I got him a beer, I got me a cake, took it back to the table where he was relaxing. And when I got back, I was like, did Alex come back yet? And he's like, oh yeah, he went to Jumpin' Jellyfish. I was like, oh, okay. So handed my husband his beer, went ahead and tried the cake. And oh my goodness, you guys, this cake is so good. I've heard it described as like a churro cake. So it tastes like churro, but in a cake. And they were not lying, you guys. This cake is delicious. Delicious. Go back there. Get a slice of this cake. I'm going to post a picture so you guys can see what it is. And the name of the cake. I'll do that for you guys too because I can't remember it. Vanilla layered cake. I think that's what it's called. Vanilla layered cake. I want to say that that's the actual name. Make sure you get that cake. And I shared it with my husband and Alex Jr. and they all liked it too. So it was very good. After that, we decided we were going to walk towards Villains Grove. So we walked towards Villains Grove because we really wanted to go in, and it was finally, you know, dark enough to go in there. So we walked by and we kept walking, trying to look for the end of the line, and we kept walking and we're like, no, this line isn't ending anytime soon. So we decided to go through the treat trail that is right there where Grizzly River Rapids is, and that's where Mother Gothel is. And the cast member even said, Mother Gothel is through here. And I was like, yes, great. I want to see her. We go over there. We get our treats. We get to the stage where Mother Gothel is supposed to be. And there is no Mother Gothel, you guys. No Mother Gothel. Darn it, you guys. I did not get to see Mother Gothel this time. I was so sad. And I thought it was very sad for anybody who was going to walk through that treat trail. I'm kind of assuming they probably only have like one cast member maybe, or maybe it was during cast member exchange. I'm not sure what happened, but we didn't get to see Mother Gothel. So pooey. And then when you get out of Mother Gothel, you see Bruno, but his line was pretty big and that's just a photo op. But he looked so good, you guys. So if you're going to Oogie Boogie, definitely take a picture with him because he's so good. So we kind of made a loop around. We went in circles. We were back to the start of Villains Grove again. And we decided that we were going to walk towards Judge Doom. And this is where we got to see how long the line for Villains Grove actually was. And you guys, it basically went to Judge Doom up until the airplane. up into the airplane over there by Soren, okay, in the corner. Oh man, what a line. So, spoiler alert, no Villains Grove for us this year. So I am 0-2 for Villains Grove, you guys. You know what that means? Yep, exactly. I gotta go again next year. Oh man. So we get in line for Judge Doom, and my husband is so excited, you guys. He is so pumped up to go see Judge Doom. And so we get in line. It's a pretty short line. Not a lot of people back there. Lots and lots of treats. By this time, we have already dumped treats in my backpack that I brought. Yes, you guys, I brought a backpack. It was a little heavy. You guys, I'm not gonna lie. Get a locker. Get a locker and put your candy in there, because carrying this backpack full of candy and treats and goodies for three people, oh my goodness, my poor back. By the end of the night, Alex Jr. was helping me carry that backpack, and God bless my son. God bless my son for helping me. If you're wondering why my husband didn't help, it's because he had his own backpack. He had his own backpack with a change of shoes because he's got sensitive feet. So totally fine with that. Totally cool. My son was actually carrying a backpack as well. He's got this Grogu backpack that I got at Target. It's kind of girly because it's like glittery, but he likes it anyway because it looks like stars and galaxy and stuff like that. So he was carrying that. So we would trade backpacks every once in a while. And like I said, my amazing son. Thank you, baby. So we go and we see Judge Doom. And oh my gosh. I wouldn't say he was antagonizing him. I would say my husband was encouraging Judge Doom. Now, it's been a long time since I've seen Roger Rabbit. And I don't know how my husband remembers these things. But he remembers the plot of Roger Rabbit. And I don't even remember. And he said something about highways or freeways and, you know, how they're great. And this got Judge Doom super excited. Hopefully you guys understand what that means, because I had no clue. It's not that I don't enjoy Roger Rabbit. I think it's a cute film. I don't mind it at all. I grew up watching it, but I didn't understand it because I don't remember it. I don't have the same memory my husband does. In fact, my husband makes fun of me about my memory because I watch the same show over and over and over again. I don't know if I've told you guys that there is a show that I watch called Gilmore Girls. Do you guys like Gilmore Girls? I can't even tell you how many times I've watched this show. That's how many times I've watched it. And every time I put it on, and it's usually this time of year too that I like to watch it. It's always in the fall. I smell snow. He makes fun of me every time I put it on. And this is the thing about that show. It makes me happy. And the other thing about that show is I don't remember everything. Like, I remember things, but I don't remember details. And my husband can remember details. So he can watch one thing once and, you know, be fine not watching it again. Unless he really, really enjoys it. So then he'll watch it again. But he's not really like that with TV. Movies is different, but with TV, no. And so every time I put it on, I get made fun of. So here in a couple months, I'm probably going to get made fun of because I'll probably turn it back on and start binge watching it. I won't go off on that tangent. I can talk about Gilmore Girls forever. Almost like Disney. So we get our treats after Judge Doom. And after that, we decided to get in line for Soarin'. Soarin' is a nostalgic ride for me as well, because my sister-in-law Cheryl loved this ride. And so every time we get on it, I think of her. And so we got on this ride. It's been a while since I've been on it. I think the last time I got on it was when it was California. And that's my favorite version, to be honest with you, because that's the version I was used to before they changed it over. And so the California version is my favorite. Now, I also heard that they're bringing that version to Walt Disney World, and that didn't make sense to me. Why would Walt Disney World want our California version? See, to me, I think we should have California and Walt Disney World should have World, because they have Epcot and they have World Showcase and they have all these things that talk about the world. So it makes sense for Soarin' to be around the world over there. Can we get California back full time? Redigitized and redone, you know, so that it's up to date, you know, looking pretty. That's just my preference. Disney, are you listening? Yeah, I'm sure you are. It's okay. So We went on Soarin'. That was another adventure, trying to ride Soarin', because you know you have to put all your stuff underneath the little hang glider thingy, and you have bags full of candy. I was worried the whole time that it was just going to spill out. Oh, thank God that didn't happen. So, crisis averted. All the candy stayed in the bag. Because not only was my backpack full of candy, but I still had a treat bag full of candy as well. So, we had some pretty good treat trails. There was one over there in Paradise Gardens as well, right there where you get to see the fun wheel illuminated. And I got the most gorgeous picture of the fun wheel. Actually, why am I calling it fun wheel? The Pixar Pal Around, which is what it is called now, was in the background with the water and no people in front of it. And it was just this perfect, you know, time with lighting and everything. I think I got a pretty good picture of it. I've posted it a couple of times because I really like that picture. So if you haven't seen it yet, I will post it again so you guys can see it. And we did more rides than I thought we would do. I think we even went on Monsters, Inc. Yes, you know what? After Soarin', we kept walking down Hollywood. This time my husband got on Monsters, Inc. We got on Monsters, Inc. And then I noticed this line. And I was like, what is going on over there? I don't remember a line there last year. And I was like, is it just a treat trail? Like, what's going on back there? And so when we got off of Monsters, we walked past it. And I noticed that's where they put Ernesto de la Cruz. He had such a huge area. And let me tell you guys, he had a long line. So I went another year without seeing Ernesto up close, but that's okay. I also didn't see Madame Mim because she's kind of hidden in a corner as well. And I totally forgot about her until we were leaving. But that's not a big deal because I don't really recognize her character, unfortunately. So she wasn't a big deal, but it would have been nice to see Ernesto. I think the boys would have enjoyed that, actually. But that was a very long line. So we kept walking. And my husband teased us about going on Guardians. He's like, oh, how long's the line at Guardians? Maybe we should get on it. You guys, my husband's not going to get on Guardians. He hasn't been on Guardians since... It wasn't even Guardians. It was Tower of Terror. And that was the last time he got on it. And you know who he was on it with? My niece Michaela. Because my niece Michaela loved that ride. And he got on it with her when she was just a teen. And that was the last time he was on it. He hasn't been on it since. It's not really one of our favorite rides anyway. It definitely isn't one of Alex Jr. rides, because on an episode previously, I did talk about that experience of when me, Alex Jr., and Lewis got on it for our very first time, because none of us had ever been on it. And Alex Jr. had no idea what to expect. Me and Lewis knew a little bit. I knew it was a drop ride. I did not know it was a launch you in the air ride too. And so just to kind of recap what I had mentioned in that episode, Lewis loved it, wanted to get back on it. I was indifferent about it, but Alex Jr. was in tears. So that made mommy tear up too. Because since I was indifferent about it, I didn't know if I liked it or not, but my son was crying, so now I'm crying. And I felt like the worst mother ever. Hopefully I'm not. He still loves me, it seems, so. But he swears he's never going on that ride again, so my husband was teasing us about going on that ride. We were going to try and do Web Slingers. Now, the standby line said 25 minutes, but when you looked inside, it looked a little longer than 25 minutes. And with Web Slingers, you know, it has a pre-show in it. If you're not familiar, it does have a little pre-show before you get to the ride vehicles. So we didn't go on that ride. We just kept walking. What did we do after that? We did do a little bit of shopping. We did stop at a couple of shops. Alex Jr. was adamant that he was getting a souvenir. And not every trip does he get a souvenir, but, you know, every once in a while they do get a treat. And this was a special occasion. You know, we were all at Oogie Boogie. And we were in Paradise Pier and in the little shop, in the little Pixar shop. I'm not sure what the name is, but it's got all the Pixar stuff where you could find Turning Red and Up and Ratatouille and all those. And Alex Jr. ended up finding a Loungefly backpack that he liked. He actually liked a couple of them. Because we saw the Oogie Boogie one that they were selling, and he was like, oh, that looks really cool. And then he found Doug one from Up, and he was like, oh, this is really cool. And I was like, well, which one do you like better? Do you like Oogie Boogie or do you like Doug? And he's like, I'm going to get Doug because Oogie Boogie's just for Halloween, and Doug I can wear anytime. I was very proud of this rationale. I'm not gonna lie, you guys. So proud. It's a very proud moment. So I bought him that backpack. And if you guys have ever been to the parks and bought a Loungefly, you know those things aren't cheap. So he got a Doug backpack and he wore it to the park the next day. So that was nice. At least that was nice. He got to use it. He got to be a boy in a Loungefly. I've seen plenty of men wear Loungeflies. And I just want to give a shout out to all those men on Instagram that wear their Loungeflies. I think it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Beard that I follow, and he's got a Loungefly. I want to say Beastly Appetite on Instagram as well will rock a Loungefly. And these are full grown men, you guys. They are the handsomest men wearing their Loungefly. Okay, not gonna lie, they rock it really well. So Alex Jr. got his first Loungefly and was rocking it pretty hard the next day. So that was super cool. You know what? I am skipping some things, you guys. So we did get to see Cruella. Okay. When we were at Monsters Incorporated, the ride, we did go into Cruella's line. And I have to be honest, the one from last year was better. This one, when we got there, she was just sitting on the little chair that was there. And she was saying a couple of things, but I didn't really hear or understand what she was saying. So yeah, I wasn't too thrilled with her. And then we did see that Minnie, Clarabelle, and Daisy were dressed up in their Hocus Pocus costumes. They had a very long line as well, so we did not go over there. But we didn't do any photo ops. So it was nice to see the characters. I am sad that I didn't get to see Hans, because I heard that Prince Hans was walking around and I really wanted to interact with him, because I was going to tell him that I was a princess and see if he would ask me to marry him. I was just curious, you know, because apparently that's what he does. So that was going to be my little gimmick for Hans, but I never got to see him. So that was sad. Let me see. Another ride that we ended up going on, you guys. We got on Midway Mania. It's been a long time since I've been on Midway Mania, because that line is always super long, you know. And I want to say that the line was about 30 minutes long. And so, of course, you know, my husband likes to challenge me on these rides, you guys. And I don't remember the tricks for this one. So I just did the best that I could to try and beat him. So I came close. Alex got 142,300, and I got 132,700. So I was really close, guys. Super, super close, right? I mean, come on. But of course, he was thrilled because he won. And I didn't get to challenge him on Buzz Lightyear the next day. Totally forgot. I should have challenged him. But that concludes my night. I'm not sure what time we left. I want to say it was close to party close time. Maybe just a little bit earlier, just because at this point everybody was hurting, except for Alex Jr., of course, even me. Like, even though I'm a park goer, you know, after a while it does wear on you. And so yeah, we ended up leaving and walking to our hotel, which was a breeze to walk. And we settled in for the night, which was nice. And I took care of my husband, gave him some ibuprofen, gave him my little park night ritual. So if you're 30 and over, or maybe even 35 and older, maybe you're sprightly 30, congratulations if you are. I like to take ibuprofen right before I go to bed, and if my feet are hurting or I have blisters or anything, which lately I have been getting blisters on my feet, and I never used to. Last year I don't remember ever getting blisters, and this year I feel like I've gotten so many blisters. So I do like to soak my feet in the tub. Like, I should bring Epsom salt, really, but even just in hot water, if you soak your feet in hot water, I feel like it feels better. I also recommend, you guys, if you're doing multiple park days, to bring a switch of shoes. Always bring two pairs of shoes, and you alternate your pairs of shoes. So the shoes that I wore all day this park day are not the shoes that I wore the next day. I wore a different pair, and that's to help save my feet, because at the end of the day, those shoes do not have any cushion anymore. You have worn them out. And by the time you go to bed and you wake up, that cushion has not come back. Trust me, I have learned the hard way. And so I usually encourage my family to do that too. But my husband is different, because he does have kind of a sensitive foot, he brings two pairs of shoes with him in the park and he'll alternate them while he's there. He'll go from tennis shoes to Crocs or tennis shoes to flip-flops. So it just depends on what he's feeling that day. So yeah, that was my night regimen with my husband. We soaked feet. I gave him some ibuprofen and we went to bed. And that was our day, you guys. Hopefully I gave you some information that maybe you didn't know before. But if you have any questions about Oogie Boogie, like if you have a trip coming up and you need some advice, feel free to send me a message on Instagram or to email me at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. I'm happy to answer any park experience questions, to give you my honest review of the hotel if you want. I'm not like a, you know, a travel podcast or anything. I will tell you what hotel I stay at and stuff, but if you want like a real review or anything, just go ahead and email me and I'll give you a real review of the hotel. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram so you can see all these amazing pictures and videos that I took throughout the night. You can follow me at magick_key_adventures, and I would love you to follow me. My followers have grown, you guys. I am like at 340 right now. I know that doesn't sound like a lot. To me, it is. To me, it is, you guys, because I just feel like I just hit the milestone of 300 followers, and now I'm at like 340. And I want to say thank you. If you're listening, thank you so much. I'm so appreciative of follows because the only content I really put up there is Disney content, whether it's Disney movie, Disney music, or Disneyland. I'm not really a world person because I haven't been there in over 20 years. I mean, I'm lucky I even went, to be honest with you. I do want to plan another trip, but it's honestly intimidating. But if I do plan another trip, I'm going to trust a travel planner. So I'm just going to have them do all the work for me because it sounds scary to me. Hopefully one day we'll get over there. Please subscribe, rate, review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can give me 5 stars on Spotify if you feel like I'm doing a great job. If you don't think I'm doing a great job, email me and tell me what I could do to do better so that I can get that 5-star review from you, because I'd really appreciate that. But other than that, you guys, you know, I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.